Welcome to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast. I'm Billy Reeves. We focus on two sophomore albums herein, ahead of the K-Scope night at the Tabernacle in Notting Hill, West London, which features these two acts live. That's on Wednesday, May the 2nd. Plus, Bruce Sword from the Pineapple Thief has been added to that bill, playing a mix of old and new tracks. Now, in this podcast, you'll hear from Sam Healy from North Atlantic Oscillation on the new album Fog Electric, and Daniel O'Sullivan from Mothlight on their new album Dark Age. Before all that, from Fog Electric, out on Monday, April the 30th, these are North Atlantic Oscillation. This is the single Soft Coda. Electric. That's North Atlantic Oscillation with Soft Coda. We sent Tom from the K-Scope office up to Edinburgh to speak to Sam Healy from the band. He started by asking how the new album differs from their debut.
I think it's darker. I think that's probably the biggest change. There's a few kind of airier songs, but I think definitely the overall tone is a little more somber. And also I think there is a little bit more songwriting, more kind of music as opposed to sound, you know, so that the songs are songs in a more traditional sense, where a couple of tracks on Grappling Hooks were just kind of more experimenting with sound textures. I think that this time around, there's still a bit of that, you know, there's still a lot of kind of ambience and soundscapes and stuff, but I think they're all in the context of songs which have a bit more craft about them, hopefully. We focus more on structure this time.
How does the creative process work? Do you sit down and write a song first, or do you pieces work themselves out, or is it to do with come out in the programming?
It could be any of those, or a combination of them all. I mean, it's completely different from with each song, and I think it's quite important not to have too much of a method or a routine to allow yourself to be open to inspiration from any quarter. Because if you kind of decide that the way you do things is you always sit down with an acoustic instrument first and then only build the electronic textures later, you are limiting yourself a little bit. And the same the other way around. If you started with the textures and went, and that was your rule, you're limiting yourself also. So I think you just have to take it wherever it comes. And in this album and in the last one, an electronic texture or sound or synth, and there are ones, there are also quite a few, you know, which do get written in the kind of more traditional way, which is like, it can come from anywhere. And I think it definitely works if you're not too fussy about having a specific method. I think you can get inspired more easily.
Tony Dugan, a mark of distinction in quality in so many records. You are so technically proficient, so why did you get him involved?
In some respects, we did struggle a little bit with Grappling Hooks, producing it ourselves. I mean, having said that, we did produce this one ourselves too. You know, and Tony was doing mainly kind of recording and mixing as opposed to production. We were limited by the physical size of the studio because it was small, difficult to get big drum sounds, and that's what one of the things that Tony excels in. So we had heard we'd heard lots of his records. I mean, he's worked on lots of excellent records, as you know, and he's also worked quite a bit with Dave Friedman, the American producer. And between the two of them, between Tony and Dave, they've probably produced maybe 5 of my top 10 albums of all time. So it was kind of, you know, once it became clear that we would be able to use him and just about barely afford him, it was a no-brainer, you know, definitely.
Scotland, such a small country, so many important bands. Why?
I don't know. And I agree with that in a kind of all time. You know, if like, you know, it does punch above its weight historically, but I don't know if that would necessarily be the case right now, because I think it suffers from the same problems that the UK scene in general suffers from, which is just gross repetition and recycling and failure of imagination and lack of innovation, which I think affects the whole country really. But historically, why, like, so many excellent bands like Blue Nile, Orange Juice, Boards of Canada, from so many different genres, came from such a small country. I'm not sure. Geographically remote or isolated places sometimes do kind of force people to be creative or to make their own fun. Whereas if you're right in the center of a capital city or something, there's so much to do. You can afford to be very passive. If you're kind of in the provinces, you kind of need to be a bit more creative in order to pass the time. So maybe it's something to do with that. I'm not saying that Edinburgh or Glasgow are lacking in, you know, diversions. Far from it. You know, I mean, Edinburgh has the biggest arts festival in the world and all that. But it's more of a mindset. You know, it's a kind of a subconscious feeling that you get that in a kind of windswept cold place, or you know, it's like that for part of the year, and you do have to kind of do something
huddle around. What is the best and the worst thing about working with Ben?
He's not here to defend himself. That's the best thing about working with him. And the worst, I don't know. I mean, he's pretty good. No, that's about it. He does tend to enjoy free jazz a little bit too much for my liking, but we can, you know, there are pills that he can take for that. We'll sort him out someday.
North Atlantic Oscillation. The album is called Fog Electric. That piece is entitled Savage with Barometer, which is available as a free download via naoband.com/fogelectric. Now, if you're subscribed to this podcast via iTunes, you'll need to resubscribe from July the 1st as we're coming off the Podbean platform and sticking with kscopemusic.com/podcast and our SoundCloud platform. So you'll be able to resubscribe and listen there via the website if you're not doing so already.